Hi there, and I hope you're having a lovely Monday so far, and welcome to a brand new month here at It's Time For Me, as we're going very deep this month into our soul's lessons and clearing out and preparing for 2020. So I just want to say before I even start talking, this is a very deep audio. I really would like you to listen to it to the end. I'm going to make it as quick and succinct as possible for you. I want to talk about two things today. So obviously the theme for the month ahead and why it's so important, but I also want to talk about that from a personal level, as in your, for you personally, and also from a spiritual or even astrological level. So in 2019, okay, we have been experiencing a lot of intensity. The intensity for some may have been greater than for others. So wherever you sit on that path, I hope this year hasn't been a bad year or difficult, but if it has brought stresses up for you, or if you are in the other end of the spectrum and it's been particularly difficult for you, I'd probably put myself in that category as well. Whatever level of which you're experiencing things was actually the level of which you were needed to learn your soul's lessons. So if you can picture a time before you were born, which is probably difficult to do because we don't remember that, they say, and it doesn't have to be your belief, but they do say that, as I explained last month, you come into your life with certain purpose and certain themes that you want to experience and learn so that your soul can evolve. A lot of us would probably say, I would not choose this, but actually they say that we did. And I believe that based on my life and things that I see for people during readings and everything like that. I really truly believe that to be real. But no matter what, when you look back at this year, particularly in the months of April and July, there would have been a lot coming up at that time. And again, like I say, the intensity will be varying for everybody. But on November 12th, when we hit the full moon, it was trying to release those things that came up in April and July and propel us forward then so that we can move into 2020. Now, 2020 is supposed to be a very abundant, very joyful and very prosperous year for everybody. However, for everybody who was prepared to see your soul's lessons for what they were, or see the patterns or habits for what they were, and really, really learn to break the cycle. Now, that's not easy. That doesn't mean you won't have a good year next year if you haven't done that, but it will be better for you if you, you know, you'll have, not better for you, that's probably the wrong way of saying it, but like, you will have an even better experience, I suppose, if you are able to even just look at these things. And just to say as well, like, looking at deep issues like this, it can be important to bring in, you know, professional people in terms of psychotherapists, or different types of counsellors and different types of therapists in general, and different types of healing modalities. So it's about trying to bring that support in if that's what you need, because doing this work is not like you can listen to this stuff and this might bring stuff up for you, so you do, you know, it's very important that you have that support there. So as you prepare to move into 2020, you really are being asked to clear these lessons. Now, what soul lessons really are is, like I said, these things that we choose to come in with to experience, and the lessons are going to be to fully understand the themes of maybe loneliness, childhood trauma, maybe relationships issues, maybe financial issues, career issues, self-love, self-nurturing, nourishing issues, and a bundle of other traumatic things maybe in the system that you need to heal. These things weren't given to you just because it was kind of a bit of a coincidence or just something real, like, oh, we'll just throw these experiences into your life. They've come here for a reason. And if you can understand those reasons and be able to really break through them, you're healing in your body and mind, and the creating that you will do in your life will be spectacular. And really, really take that seriously. So during the ages of our formative years, between the ages of 0 and 7, a lot of these things can actually come to pass in terms of how we form a personality based on situations. And of course, you can go on after the age of 7 up into your life and have more difficult situations and traumatic situations, again, trying to teach us things. And that doesn't mean that that's easy. And it doesn't mean that it's like, oh, we're just giving you this to learn the lesson and then you'll be fine. Like, I understand that difficulties can stay with us forever. So it might feel a little bit when I'm saying, oh, look, you know, you can clear these, understand these soul's lessons, try and heal them, and then be able to move on. And like, whatever happens, she doesn't matter. That's not what I mean at all. These things are very much important, and they do matter in terms of what's happened to you in your life to get you to this place. But every single one of us wants to be able to progress forward, no matter what's happening and not sit in that stuff, because you have to move forward with your life and you might as well move forward and actually enjoy what's going to come in and expect better as well for yourself. So you're really looking in this year of 2019 more than ever, for whatever reason, I don't know. I think world and group consciousness is trying to be risen. It's trying to evolve to, we see so much going on in the world at the moment. And a lot of people I talk to are always saying, oh, you know, friends, family, even clients are saying, God, the world's just crazy. Everybody's saying that the world's crazy. There's so much crazy stuff going on. There is. And this is why we're being asked to step up now and have a different mindset and to be more light in ourselves and give more light out to others so that we can actually change this world that's going on that's quite crazy. So when you're thinking about your soul's lessons, it's about really looking back at the repetitive patterns or things that occur. And you may have found in this year that they got more and more difficult to kind of nearly squeeze you. It's like putting you into a washing machine. So I would like you to think about what they have been. If you're struggling with that, look back at April and look back at July. I've even friends who really don't believe in anything that I kind of talk about. You know, they listen to me, but a lot of my friends who have been saying this stuff to are like, oh my God, this happened in April, and oh my God, this happened in July. Another friend was texting me this evening and I was saying the same thing to her, and she was like, oh my God, this happened and this happened and this happened. And it just made a lot of sense. So there's something in that, even if it's only a minute bit for you. So I also just wanted to share a quick little story around this for a personal level for me. So this year has been very stressful. Like, I actually think it's probably been one of my most stressful years to date. And I had thought I had been through some stressful years already. However, it's funny now because I'm in such a calm and good place that I can talk about this. A few months ago, I probably wouldn't have been able to talk about it properly. As all of you know, like, I've been going through this fertility journey, and I hate that, actually, I'm like using that word, but a fertility path to try and conceive and whatever, and it hasn't really gone to plan in the way that I've wanted to at all. But in February, when I had some surgery, and I believe like this was going to be the time now, February, this was going to be the time that it was all going to happen for me after my surgery, and I felt so great and I was really connected to myself and I was so zen and everything was wonderful. And then it was just like my world got completely turned upside down. One of my family members became quite sick, but actually in terms of like mental health stuff and other kind of neurological things, and it's been extremely, extremely difficult, like really difficult, because of the nature of what we've been dealing with, but also trying to support them in that, because that's been very difficult for them to accept, and a lot of, you know, aggression or freak outs, or as we would call them, confusion, different things like that. So it's been really difficult, and I would care for them a lot, so I have to try and see them every day if I can, or at least every second day, and putting different kind of measures in place, and it's been really, really hard. And in the midst of all that, then I was wondering why I wasn't actually getting pregnant. But in hindsight, I'm like, well, sure, of course I wouldn't. But the reason I'm telling you that is because when I know that I have something to do, like, I will just be like, okay, let me accept that I have to do it and just get on with it. But all the while, my biggest soul lesson, really, and it's always come up in friendship circumstances, it's come up in my career when I used to work in a normal job, so to speak, and in my business, and it's come up in terms of even clients I used to attract in, relationships, you know, every part of my life is the part of me that just doesn't really understand fully how to actually completely do for myself what I do for others. And even in the type of career I've picked now, which is helping others, you know, that can overtake. And the worst that the situation got with my family member during the summer months in particular, and actually April and July being very prominent, which is interesting, the worse that got, the more it was pushing me to see about needing to do this stuff for myself. I felt that I couldn't, I felt that I didn't have the time to do it, I have a business to run, I have a busy household, I have like different things like that going on. And it just kept pushing me and pushing me and pushing me. And all the while, I was still doing my fertility stuff and still injecting, you know, 9 injections into my stomach in a week every month and taking loads of medication. And then it was just like, okay, something's just got to give here. I thought it was going to be me. Like, I really was like, I'm going to just collapse, fall down. Something's going to give. And then a friend of mine gifted me a session, so nicely of her. She gifted me a session to this woman who does really amazing alchemy sessions, actually. And if anyone wants her details, I give them to you. She's based in Dublin and in Ireland, for those of you who are living abroad. And she really saw this part, and she was like, you know, you're just in this continuous cycle of, like, kind of survival energy, really, and just, I better do this for others. So that kind of spiraled on of like, okay, I really need to take this seriously. And if you've been following some of my posts on social media, I did a nurturing and nourishing month, and I really took what she said seriously. Like, I really took so seriously what she said, and I was like, okay, I have to try and do this. And I was doing a bit, and I was doing really well. And then I decided to actually stop fertility treatment and to just take back some kind of feeling of empowerment in myself, of like, you know, maybe I can just stop this and accept I'm not going to have a child. That was a big, you know, thing to try and do, but I felt like my body needed a break. So everything, instead of like the pushing and pulling for things and wanting this to happen and this to happen and this to happen, trying to make everything happen, I was like, I've got to come back into myself. Like, I actually have to come back into myself, connect to why I'm really here. And that's probably why you've seen a lot of my work change, because I'm going back to what I actually truly believe in. And I sent out a message about that, like, instead of being trying to write the way I think people want me to write, or to give the guidance that I think people want me to give in a more practical way, I was like, no, that's just not me. I'm just like spiritual, and that's who I am. That's what I read about. That's what I talk about. That's just it. And I have to show that through my work. And as I started to do that, things started to unfold. Work was flowing. It is flowing, I should say, like, so much better than it has for me in years. When I first started in this, I was so full of this, and it was amazing, and it worked, and then I veered off. So now I'm back, and that's changed. So I'm sharing this with you to show you what actually happens when you come back into yourself. So it's like, my lessons are around this lack of, and I'm not even going to call it self-care. It's fucking even more than that, like, and it's deeper than that. And it's been a lot of work. And then I decided that I'd stop treatment altogether, take some time to come to an acceptance this wasn't going to happen, and move myself on as best as I could. But I didn't even want to think about any of that stuff. It was just like, whatever. And then I decided I'd go back to a guy that I go to for acupuncture and craniosacral therapy and herbs. And I was like, I just want to detox my body. I just want to get back to myself. And that's that feeling. I just want to come back to myself. And all the while I kept hearing, you know, your body can do this itself. Your body can do this itself. And not even about pregnancy, but just about like, your body can do what you need it to do. Because once you're in connection with yourself, you can heal yourself in that sense, you know. So I was doing that, and when I had the session with him, he was like, your body is completely empty. It's like, he used that word survival mode again, and he said, you know, like, you're very close to getting where the body's just going to give up. He was like, that's serious illness. That's the kind of step that you're about to. And that scared the life out of me, because I've had a few people around me recently getting breast cancer, actually. And breast cancer energetically sometimes can be connected, I'm not talking about medically, I'm talking about energetically, can be connected to not being able to nurture and nourish yourself. And I was hearing a lot of that around me with different people. And then he's saying to me, look, this is what's going to happen to your body if you don't, not that breast cancer, but that, like, you're going to get a serious illness if this doesn't stop. Like, and he was like very, 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 very blunt with me about it. So I went off even more and was like, I've got to really get into this. And so everything has changed. Like, the situation with my family member has eased a bit in terms of my response and reaction to it has eased, and therefore they've eased. I was probably making them uptight with my, you know, constant worrying, and even though I wouldn't be saying that to them, it probably was sending that energy to them. They've accepted a little bit more of where they are, and like, we're on the path to getting more like medical support and things like that. My work has completely shifted. I'm doing a lot more of things that I really enjoy. I'm just doing a lot of that. Like, I'm having so much time with really good friends, and more time with my husband, and time with family and things like that. So that's hugely changed. And what's funny is, the stresses aren't gone, let's say, in the sense of like the my family members still unwell and like different things to figure out, the fertility stuff never, you know, came to pass or whatever, but I move forward. And I just feel like I'm coming back to myself. I don't feel like 100% there, but I feel very close to it. But the interesting part of this story is, and sorry for rambling for so long, I'm giving you this example because one, I share my stuff with you too, because I want you to know that just because I'm teaching this doesn't mean I'm not actually doing it myself, because I am. And one of the things I really thought about recently was I need to be able to share with like people who are following me or members particularly of It's Time For Me, like results. And I don't mean like, oh, here's a result for the, like an actual like, look, this is what can happen, you know, when you do what you need to do. And that's all I kind of put out there. Like, I just want to be able to show that I will do what I'm teaching and I will feel and see the results and be able to share those wonderful things with people. And I, the other day then, I was feeling great or whatever, went out and had a great night with one of my friends. I got up the next, I was in her house and I started to feel a really, really bad pain in my left side. And I thought to myself, this is a cyst. I felt like it was in my ovary. I was like, this is a cyst. I felt like something was after bursting. That's the only way I can describe it, or rupturing. And I didn't think anything of it except, okay, whatever. Next day, it was very bad. I'd woken up during the night a lot with it. Said it to my friend and she was saying, you know, you should go and have a scan. Said it to text my husband in work. He was like, organize a scan, see what it is. And I was thinking, no, I don't want to. So anyway, I booked a scan back in the clinic that I had stopped attending in September. And I just said that I was having this pain and they were the only people that I knew that I could go to, you know, without having to wait, that I could get a scan quite quickly. So they told me to come in on Friday morning and I still had the pain and was really in bad pain and hadn't slept again Thursday night. And when I went in, she looked at me and did an ultrasound and all that, an internal ultrasound, so it looks at everything. And she was like, well, you're definitely right that something ruptured. And I was like, okay, it's a cyst. And she said, no, it was your follicle that ruptured. You actually ovulated yourself. So I have not been able to ovulate. I don't know how long. It could be 6 or 7 years. Everything that I've been doing for fertility treatment was trying to get me to ovulate. So trying to get the follicle on the ovary to release an egg for me, so that I can go and conceive. And last year that worked very well, but this year it didn't. And I was on double the medication and more injections and more tablets and nothing was working. And that's the point where I got where I was like, why is this not working anymore? And my body was screaming for a break and I took a break and I've spent the last only really 2 months like just putting so much time into me. And still having a busy life and doing all of that, but seeing I can do all of that. And in a meditation recently, I was meditating and I would see different, you know, angels or guides or whatever. And they said to me, you're missing the point. Your point to yourself is, if I stop doing this, this and this and this for everybody else, or this and this and this, just in life in general, I'll be fine and everything be fine. And they were like, it's not about what you're doing for others. It's that you're not doing it for yourself. So you can do all those things for everybody once you've done it for yourself first. And I know that sounds probably very simplistic and a lesson that I've been talking about, you know, self-care and all that. But that just really drove home to me the message. And that only came about 2 weeks ago. So I was in the clinic looking at the girl saying, this is mad, I can't believe it, my God, my body has done it itself. So after all of the treatments and all of everything, my body actually, when it had the time to relax and when I had the time to come back to myself, because this isn't like I just haven't ovulated during fertility treatment, like I haven't ovulated for years even when I wasn't trying to get pregnant. So I still am not getting carried away in the sense of like, okay, now this is going to mean I'm going to get pregnant and back into that cycle. I'm just like, no, you know what? This is amazing. This is a reward to me for everything that I've done. And now it's just like, I got to do more of it and more of it and more of it. I'm not thinking about pregnancy. I'm not thinking about ovulation. It's just like, let me just keep doing what I'm doing. Because no matter what, it means my body's coming back into some rhythm and flow. And it means that I'm connecting to myself. So in 2 months, that's what I've been able to do without even my focus was not, I'm going to get myself to ovulate naturally. My focus was like, I need to nourish, nurture, and mind myself, and that's it. And that's going to be my focus moving forward. So that's my soul's lesson. Now, that is going to crop up again and again and again for the rest of my life. So like I was saying, just because we don't leave it behind in 2019 doesn't mean it's not, you know, even if we leave it behind in 2019 doesn't mean it's not going to come up again, because the consistency and keeping doing that is fundamental. So it really wasn't about let me do this to get pregnant. It was like, let me do this because I need to do this for myself for the first time probably ever in my life properly. And I would encourage you, all of you, whatever it is, whatever the lesson is, whatever it is that keeps showing that you know feels so out of sync with you, to look at it deeply and to see what you can do. The fundamentals of bringing more joy into your life, bringing more love into your life, bringing more love for yourself into your life, bringing so much more, will transform your life. And I've always known that, and I've always taught that. But it's funny this year, when I changed everything around my work of talking how I talk and the soul and all of that, because that's, again, everything I believe in, it's funny that I was shown it. And then I was like, now I can actually share with the members, if it's time for me, that this actually has happened and worked and shifted. And I would love to see the same shifts for all of you. And I'm excited for myself to see, you know, what even more amazing stuff is going to come in the more I do that. But it is keeping it. And a few weeks ago, I had a dream that I came outside my front door and there was a key ring on the front, just out in the door. And I thought, oh, my neighbor must have dropped that in my dream. And it had the number 33333 on it. Okay, so I always look up, you know, repetitive numbers. So I looked up the number 33333 and as an angel number, and it was about, we're giving you rewards. Basically, you're on the right track, you're doing everything the right way, and we're going to give you rewards now, and everything's going to start moving and coming in for you now, but only if you keep doing what you're doing. And like, that again is about a week or two ago that happened, before all of this stuff. And the other thing about it is, when we talk about letting good stuff in, when we're not focusing on it. Now, I hear that all the time. When you don't focus on it, these things happen. When you don't put your attention on it, these things happen. And sometimes you're like, how do I do that? Like, when they talk about surrendering and all of this and surrendering to outcomes, I literally didn't think about this. Like, I thought about it in the sense of, can I get my body back working? But I wasn't thinking of, I want to ovulate and want to get pregnant, like, now. It just wasn't there. And all of a sudden, I'm ovulating without even trying, because that's the thing. When we're trying for something, we're pushing, we're trying to control it, we're trying to make things happen. So this is a really long audio, and I'm sorry for going on, but I really wanted to share that with you, because I actually feel it's pretty incredible, to be honest. And I was driving to Kilkenny over the weekend with a friend of mine just for the day. And again, she wouldn't be into like alternative things or anything like that. And when I said it to her, she literally turned around to me in the car and she was like, this is a miracle that you've ovulated. It's a miracle. And I was laughing when she was saying it, because I was like, yeah, but it is. Like, miracles aren't just these, you know, miracles can be there every day, you know, and they are like life-changing things, which it is. So I think just listen or take in everything I've said today. We're going to do a lot of work on this, because realistically, the end of the year kind of happens around Christmas time, because we all get carried away then with Christmas and the busyness and the family and all of that. So we're going to do a lot of work over the next 23 days, and it is going to be a bit intense, but light in itself. Intense and probably what I'm teaching, but light as in like, you're not going to go off and have to do loads of work. It's just going to be good stuff. And just think, you know, whatever thoughts this audio brings up for you today, wonderful. And just let whatever thoughts want to come up naturally, or whatever guidance you're getting, come up naturally and see how you feel. And I look forward to connecting with you again soon.